Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday, the 14th of October. Tis 2016. It's all the Geek Without the Week. Good morning, hello, and how are you doing this fine day?
Good.
We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. Well, you might have figured it out, but hey, look, sitting across from me, the lady that can be ready to do a show real damn quick, it's the Flintstress.
Thank God for them internets.
Indeed. Hey there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
You are a strangely dislikable person, but you do have your virtues.
Said a time or three. So what happened this fine day, yo?
Well, on this day in 1656, Massachusetts enacts the first punitive legislation against the Religious Society of Friends, the Quakers. Then this marriage of church and state and Puritanism makes them regard the Quakers as spiritually apostate and politically subversive.
1884, the American inventor George Eastman receives a U.S. government patent on his new paper strip photographic film.
In 1888, Louis Le Prince films the first motion picture, Roundhay Garden Scene.
1908, the Chicago Cubs defeat the Detroit Tigers 2-0, clinching the World Series, their last one.
God, I wish they had done it the Back to the Future year last year. In 1910, the English aviator Claude Graham White lands his Farman aircraft biplane on Executive Avenue near the White House in Washington, D.C. Today, he would get shot.
Oh, yeah. 1912, while campaigning in Milwaukee, former president of the United States Theodore Roosevelt is shot and mildly wounded by John Schrank, a mentally disturbed saloon keeper with a fresh wound in his chest, bullet still in him. He went out and finished his speech.
Gosh, he's tough. In 1926, the children's book Winnie the Pooh by A.A. Milne is first published.
1947, Captain Chuck Yeager breaks the speed of sound. Well, it'd be the sound barrier, wouldn't it? Not the speed of sound. Breaks the sound barrier.
In 1968, the first live TV broadcast by an American astronauts in orbit was performed by the Apollo 7 crew.
1968, Jim Hines of the U.S. becomes the first man ever to break the so-called 10-second barrier in the 100-meter sprint in the Summer Olympics. He got 9.95.
In 1979, the first gay rights march on Washington, D.C. 79, and we just got gay marriage legalized in 2050. Anyway, the National March on Washington for Lesbians and Gay Rights demands an end to all social, economic, judicial, and legal oppression of lesbians and gay people.
1982, U.S. President Ronald Reagan proclaims a war on drugs. How's that going?
84, Baby Faye receives a heart transplant from a baboon.
2003, Chicago Cubs fan Steve Bartman becomes infamously known as the guy that cost them Game 6 when he touched the ball.
I remember.
Birthdays?
Well, we've got Skylar Shea is 30 from Bratz, Super Babies, and Ray Donovan.
Jeffrey Garcia is 39, Sheen and Jimmy Neutron and Happy Feet and Rio and stuff.
Steve Coogan is 51. He's from Night at the Museum, Hot Fuzz, Hamlet 2, Tropic Thunder, and he is Hades in Percy Jackson.
Lori Petty is 53, Tank Girl, A League of Their Own, in the Army Now, Orange is the New Black.
Trevor Goddard is 54, Kano in Mortal Kombat, Lieutenant Commander Brumion Jag.
Arlene Sorkinson is 60, Harley Quinn in Batman the Animated Series.
Harry Anderson is 64. That's Harry the Hat on Cheers, Night Court, and Dave's World.
Udo Kier is 72 from Andy Warhol's Dracula, Ace Ventura, Blade, Iron Sky. Was he in Tank Girl? No.
Roger Moore is 89, Maverick, The Saint, James Bond, Sherlock Holmes in New York, and Curse of the Pink Panther.
No longer with us, born this date in 1801, Joseph Plateau, a Belgian physicist and academic, created the phoniculoscope.
And then he kind of didn't create anything else. He plateaued. In 1884, Jimmy Conlin, Nancy Drew reporter, Sullivan's Travels, Dick Tracy's Dilemma.
1918, Francis E. Neely from Schizoid, War Games, Blue Thunder, and Ghostbusters.
1924, Robert Weber from 12 Angry Men, Dirty Dozen, Revenge of the Pink Panther, and Private Benjamin.
1952, Rick Avils from Cannonball Run, Secret of My Success, Ghost, and also in The Stand, which is not on TV this fine evening.
Oh, it should be. Well, ABC has a new episode of Last Man Standing, followed by Dr. Ken and Shark Tank.
CBS, it's a new MacGyver, Hawaii Five-0, Blue Bloods.
On NBC, we have Caught on Camera with Nick Cannon and Dateline NBC.
Fox, it's a new Hell's Kitchen and The Exorcist.
I didn't realize they were doing a series of that. I guess I did. Yeah.
From TV.
CW just has reruns, but on Freeform, you could catch Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
AMC will be showing Friday the 13th, part 6, 7, and 8, although I realize I typed 14th, which makes it an entirely different experience.
It is Friday the 14th today. On Animal Planet, we have a new episode of Tanked Unfiltered. It's not about getting drunk.
Disney Channel, it's a new Lil and Maddie and Girl Meets World.
On Discovery Channel, we have new episodes of Gold Rush.
FX, Mr. Peabody and Sherman.
On the Food Network, we have a new episode of Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dive. It is the 25th season of the show.
What now? FXX, The Simpsons, Bart, The Mother, which is the last Troy McClure. Homer the Deacon, and Homer gets a detective to find out about Lisa.
On FXM, we have The Way, Way Back.
Way, Way. IFC is showing Weird Science.
I know we don't normally talk about like HBO and those channels, but Deadpool is on.
Well, yeah. There you go. You got to talk about that. BBC America, Star Trek Marathon. They show a bunch of original episodes, series episodes.
And you know who is not Abbott and Costello?
No.
Alvin and the freaking Chipmunks.
That's true.
Alvin and the Chipmunks meet Frankenstein.
On Sci-Fi Channel, New Z Nation, and Van Helsing.
On Turner Classic Movies, we have The Cat and the Canary.
And Little Shop of Horrors. And The Fearless Vampire Killers.
Huh.
VH1's showing Tower Heist, which is not as bad as you think, but we're watching the Lifetime Movie Network because a woman uncovers her boss's dark side when she tries to quit her job at a successful real estate firm. Tonight, Josie Davis and Brittany Underwood are backstabbed.
Dun, dun, dun.
The mail's in.
Dear hosts and Belle, Little Man has decided to play football this fall, so after several months of going to watch games and practices, talking about positions, explaining different plays, and even playing Madden on my smartphone and home console, I have to tell you that even being that immersed in football, I still have no clue. So, I scoured the resources and found Scott Sigler's GFL series about football. I now have read the books again, now I completely understand all the jargon. Little Man says, do I lose my geek card? So, until new information is uploaded into my brain, instead of being learned, make mine GRD. That is from Rob. Well, no, Rob. Football is absolutely geeky. Football is completely and totally geeky. Have you not played Mutant League football? Have you not played the robot football games? Did you not tell me you just read GFL again, as you should?
Fantasy football is geeky.
See, it's got fantasy in it, and that's right up our alley. So if you'd like to, please drop a note. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com.
Why is that not a thing?
I know, right? Somebody needs to cross that over. Let's make that happen. Get on that, Steves.
Okay, you know what it's like. You're flicking through Amazon or the local DVD shop when suddenly you discover a film that you haven't seen in years, but which you remember as being legendary. A purchase is hastily made, you invite friends over, make popcorn and settle down to watch this classic. But then it becomes apparent that your mind has double-crossed you, and that this film is frankly awful. Soon your friends have deserted you, your boss says he has to let you go, and even your dog won't come when you call. How did it go so wrong? Well, in the interests of public harmony, a new podcast, I Saw That Years Ago, sets out to watch the old films that your memory has convinced you are brilliant, but which in reality could be anything but. So join me, your host Martin Darkley, and my compatriot, Gentleman Joe, as we watch the old films so you don't have to. Find us at www.isawthatyearsago.com or on iTunes.
Hi, this is Sean Marr, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. I don't know why.
Oh, I'm sure there's a reason or two.
He's adorable.
Yes, yes, he certainly was. Welcome back to your finally Frackin' Friday episode. That means...
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
Indeed they do, and sometimes they get made, and we actually go see them again. What's out today, yeah?
Well, we're starting with Max Steel, which is rated PG-13. It stars Andy Garcia, Ben Winchell, Anna Villafan... I don't know. But it's the origin story... chronicling the adventure of 16-year-old Max McGrath and alien companion Steel, who must harness and combine their tremendous new powers to evolve into the superhero Max Steel. Interesting. Superheroes, robots, unlikely friends. What could go wrong?
The Accountant with Anna Kendrick, Ben Affleck, J.K. Simmons. He's a math savant with more affinity for numbers than people. He's this crazy killing guy. It looks like it's either going to be incredibly awesome or ridiculously silly.
Who knows? Kevin Hart, What Now? Is out. It's a live, it's a recording of one of his live performances at Philadelphia's Lincoln Financial Field outside 50,000 people. It's one of his performances, which I think is kind of cool if you're like into him, but you couldn't afford to go and actually see his show. You can just go see him at the movies.
But the framing device around it, I'm not so much interested in. Limited release, Ordinary World, Billy Joe Armstrong, Fred Armisen, and Selma Blair. Billy Armstrong is a former punk rocker, 10 years into his band's indefinite hiatus and struggling with his adjustment to the real world, and all kinds of crazy, you know, insanity happens.
Yeah, there's also Desierto, where there's a serial killer killing people around the U.S.-Mexican border, like a vigilante rival-toting vigilante chasing unarmed men and women. So
there's also La Leyenda del Chupacabras, the popular characters Leo San Juan, Theodora, Sugar Skulls, Aberjay, and Evaristo will face off against the most feared and dangerous of all the Mexican legends. I don't know what any of that means, but it sounds damn fun.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, it's been a long time coming, but a crossover that should have happened a long time ago is happening. It's been rumored for months. Dick Tracy artist Joe Staton revealed at New York Comic Con that comic strip heroes Dick Tracy and The Spirit will be pairing up for the first time in a crossover next year. Will Eisner's iconic noir hero will be visiting Dick Tracy's crime-riddled city with permission from Eisner's estate. So
interesting.
That's just really awesome. Like I said, it's been rumored for a while. They've got a great poster that's just like their hats next to each other, and it says, you know, in January 2017 comes a case too big for only one detective. Nowhere exactly how long it's going to last, but that's fascinating, and I really want to read that.
Also, something that's coming up that could be interesting, I guess we'll just have to see. They're going to be making a War of the Worlds series.
They've already done that.
Well, I mean, yeah, the television show, and I mean, there's been lots of adaptations of the War of the Worlds. I mean, the Tom Cruise movie, lots of other things. But
that's
think
your first one you go to, the Tom Cruise one.
Okay, but I think that the story is about the buildup and about the unknowing and about, you know, what happened. I don't know. So anyway, but it's the Teen Wolf people and also some of the producers, creators of the firm. And yeah, it's a new series take. It's been a passion project for them for a long time. So it'll be interesting to see if this ends up being any good. But it's kind of cool to see H.G. Wells on modern television. Pretty geeky.
The DualShock 4 is now going to be available for use on Steam, thanks to a little patch by Valve there. Valve's Jeff Bellinghausen and Lars Docent of Level Up Labs talked all about it. The core focus of the talk was the function of the Steam controller. Towards the tail end, they mentioned an effort to integrate support for more peripherals into it, so the PlayStation 4's DualShock 4 gets its first due to its ability to mirror many functions of Steam's unique controller designs. So if you're already used to this one, you're going to be able to translate and move back and forth. I've never thought the positions of the thumbsticks are right on the PlayStation ones, but to each their own. I can always find a third party done the right way.
There's actually a very cool discovery on my list today coming from Australia. They have discovered an Aboriginal site. Well, they didn't necessarily discover the site, but they believe now that the Aboriginal site in the Australian bush could be the oldest astronomical observatory in the world. I mean, yes, the Aborigines were likely nomadic, maybe moving all around, but at the same time, they may have had a settlement where they were observing the space. They were observing space and the stars, and they had, you know, they actually probably knew quite a bit about the universe beyond our world. You know, modern kind of history sort of glosses over what the Aborigines were doing, but it could be older than Stonehenge, but on the same kind of level as, you know, is this ancient structure, that stone arrangement that has been, you know, potentially determined that they could have been using it as an observatory. So that's just kind of cool to think about ancient people looking up to the stars and attempting to make sense of our galaxy and our planet.
On Wednesday, we told you that the final Darth Vader issue was out. And everyone's like, oh my goodness, what happened? So spoilers, that sort of ended with the violent termination of Dr. Aphra and Darth Vader's alliance. Dr. Aphra doesn't look like what you'd think from the name Dr. Aphra, but that's all right. Dr. Aphra's cool, has a motley crew of angry Wookiees and killer droids, and her ending was left sort of open because she's getting a comic that takes over, the Darth Vader comic.
Huh.
People absolutely loved that. It was fantastic. And Dr. Aphra gets her chance in the world now. Some more adventures in a galaxy far, far away with her Wookiee bounty hunter, Black Kirstan, which I can't say because I don't speak Wookiee that well.
But it's a good time to be a Star Wars fan.
Yeah, damn right it is. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works Nice Days 3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com or just, you know, go get the app. That's important. Get your own bell. You know where we are at all times. Stuff. Things, tell people about us, listen in groups. It's a fun thing to do. Grow, expand your minds. Have a fantastic time this weekend, and we will see you on the off chance that we do, which is probably when we do.
I thought every part of it was good, but overall I hated it.
I feel exactly the opposite, but the same.
Game over, man.
What do you think?
It stinks.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, suckers.
Listen, ladies, it's been real and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
You know the security code to this thing?
Good. You get me out of here.
Go. Do it. Get cranking.
They're hijacking a tank. Sir, if you want my opinion.
No, I don't.
This tank, it isn't.
What? Come on, just one little adjective will have a whole sentence here. The tank isn't glad. Sad. Mad. Lonely.
It isn't operational.
How do I know you're not lying?
Because if I was lying, your lungs would be full of saline, I guess.
Cool. So we get a new tank.
Wait. Look, nobody gets out of here without a clearance. We're all prisoners here. And if they catch you...
Then don't tell me. They'll take away my TV privileges. I'll live with it.
My. She'll be fun to break.